It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest episode of Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, you will know, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, that we have loads of merchandise to give away. We have brand new Opinions Matter travel mugs. And we're giving them away very, very frequently on nearly every episode of the podcast. And today is no exception. On the last episode of Opinions Matter, we had a ridiculous question given out by Jeremy. And let us find out who is going to win today's travel mug.
Hello?
Can I speak to Jason, please?
Speaking.
Jason, how are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Oh, how's it going?
Good, not a bother, thanks. Good, not a bother. Jason, you entered our competition to win yourself an exclusive Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
Yeah, I did, nearly every day I did, trying to get my hands on one.
Well, believe it or not, I'm actually looking through all of your entries and you have entered a fair few times to try and get one. Well, I've good news for you. If you can tell me what Jeremy smartly said I was going to be eating out of my fridge yesterday, I'll give you a travel mug.
Yeah, humble pie, that's maybe with a bit of cream on it.
that's exactly what he said, yeah. I was going to eat humble pie. Well, I've good news for you, Jason. You've just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, which we'll get in the post to you today. Where do you live?
Ballyferma.
In Ballyferma.
Thank
Dublin.
You.
All right.
I've been listening to you since FM 104 days.
So. Oh, that's great to hear. That really is great to hear. And thanks very much indeed for supporting our podcast as well. You're a star.
Thanks very much. You made my day. Thank you.
That's in the post to you today.
Thanks very much. Thanks.
What a nice fella. That was Jason, the winner of our travel mug for today. And we have more to give away. If you stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter, we will have another question at the end of the episode. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter? Every time Penny's put up a post on their Facebook page about a new product or a set of pajamas that they have for sale or new shirts or new dresses, they might get one or two or maybe three comments or a few likes or whatever.
Saying, I'd love to buy those for the kids.
Yeah. Okay.
In fact, they put up a post a couple of weeks ago selling Paddy's Day stuff. And it was all green stuff, leprechaun stuff and all.
And they get a couple of likes, a couple of comments, and that will be it.
Yeah.
But earlier this week, Penny's put up a post about a new range of pyjamas. And this particular post has gotten nearly 2,000 comments. And Penny's have had to hit back at some of the negativity that is coming in on their page. And they've had to delete comments as well. Okay?
Yeah.
And the reason being, they have advertised a set of pajamas to celebrate Eid. Now, Eid is a Muslim celebration that happens at the end of Ramadan. So as you may know, right now we are in the middle of Ramadan, which is the month every year where Muslims fast. So they fast all day until after sundown, okay? And that is their thing. It's a thing that Muslims do every year. They fast for the month during daylight hours. And then Eid, at the very end of the month, is the celebration to celebrate the end of Ramadan. And it takes place this year on the 19th of March, Thursday the 19th of March into Friday the 20th of March. As I said, it's the end of Ramadan. It's one of the most important Islamic celebrations. It begins with a communal prayer and is followed by visits to relatives, giving gifts and sharing meals. So it's kind of a Christmassy sort of vibe from that point of view. So Penny's attempting to be all inclusive, have advertised.
Well, not even only all inclusive to make a few quid. I mean,
that's called a spade. Yeah, that's what they were doing. And they advertised a range of pajamas, which are to celebrate Eid. And just like you might have Christmas pajamas, or you might have Paddy's Day pajamas, these are. In fact, the Facebook post said, celebrating Eid in style together. And in the photograph, you can see like tunics and pajamas with Eid Mubarak written on the advertising. Anyway, they have bags, they have all sorts of stuff.
And so on the surface of it, you would say pennies have just put up for sale clothing designed for Muslim children.
Yeah.
And you would think...
Well, anybody could wear them if they want.
Yeah, of course they could. And you would think that people would just see that picture and go, oh, okay, yeah, they're selling Muslim clothes. In the same way they sell Easter clothes. In fact, I bought Easter clothes and pennies there the other day for my kids. Lovely little Easter bunnies and stuff. Not religious, because the Easter bunny isn't religious. But people have... Now, when I say people, not the whole of Ireland. Let's just get that straight.
Yeah.
But people have lost... their absolute minds over this.
As we said, normally on a pennies post or a pre-mark post, they might get a couple of comments, a couple of likes or whatever. This one has gotten nearly 2,000 comments, and pennies had to put up the following. Inclusivity is at the heart of everything we do, and our community is a proud, safe place. Disrespectful comments will not be tolerated here and will be deleted. And they deleted... hundreds of comments.
The fact that they had to delete negative comments about children's clothing that is designed for Muslim children is just absolutely...
beggars belief, to be quite honest.
It's baffling.
Well, Fatima is a lady who got in contact with us earlier on. So we've obviously, as with every time we do a podcast, we put up the topic on our Facebook page earlier in the day to generate interest in what we're going to be debating. And Fatima sent us this message, and it says, I was looking back on your comments, and I have to say that as an Irish-born Muslim woman, this proves what I always knew. Ireland is Islamophobic. I bought my children these pajamas in Blanchardstown yesterday. What is the issue? It's embarrassing how anti-Islam Ireland is. Can you get one of your listeners to explain what their problem is with Islam? So, what Fatima is basically saying is, people losing their shit. No, again, a very small minority of people losing their shit over pennies selling pajamas aimed at Muslim kids is proof of how Islamophobic this country is. How we really don't like Muslims. How we really don't want Muslims living amongst us.
Yeah. Can I read out a few comments, actually?
Yeah.
And this isn't from our page. So I went on to different pages. This is from... So the Longford Leader put this up as well. I presume their local pennies is doing it as well. So this is some of the people in Longford, okay? I'll just give their first name. Luke, boycott pennies. Simple. It's not that hard for Irish people to do. Yeah.
Go on.
Vanessa Dunn. Let me give her a full name because she posted on it. Vanessa Dunn in Galway, yeah? Disgraceful. We'll never go to pennies again. Do Muslim countries sell communion dresses or suits or anything Catholic? In caps lock, okay? That is from Vanessa Dunn. This is shocking, says Katie. Not our Katie. We are slowly being taken over. It's happening under our noses. Okay?
And it goes on and on and on.
And Daniel says, do pennies, I wonder, sell rosary beads? Now, slightly different, Daniel.
They don't sell any sort of jewellery, do they?
No, they don't. But I don't know if they sell rosary beads. But so what if they don't sell rosary beads? This is literally clothing. Literally clothing that are catering for the 150,000 Muslim people in Ireland. I think there's about that, isn't there?
Well, officially in the last census in 21, there was 80,000 plus. Yes, so it's over 100,000 anyway at this stage. Yep.
So literally, if you are someone that is triggered by the fact that pennies is selling Muslim garb on their shelves, can you please, because I'm at a loss, literally be banging my head against the wall trying to work out what's going on. Let me read out Leanne Curtis. Can you imagine a woman trying to buy a bikini in a Muslim country? Now, Leanne, I'll just explain. You've obviously never seen photographs of influencers walking around Dubai in bikinis. In fact, Several of the malls in Dubai have lingerie shops that sell bikinis. So my advice, Leanne, was to actually leave your house, go out of your front garden and actually live a little and see what happens in the world.
In the real world.
Another person said, because we back up bullshit that comes from people. We put down bullshit, yeah, that comes through here. Someone said you would never find a lingerie shop in Pakistan. Now, guys, if you don't believe that, Google is your friend. Literally, we got Amanda to Google that. There are hundreds of lingerie shops in Pakistan. So it's this belief that ticks. And that's what, if you believe this shit, you're tick. You literally have one brain cell banging against the side of your head. You're tick. And that's why you're racist. I don't blame you being racist, because you're thick. That's why you're racist. That's why you're an Islamophobe. Most Muslim countries have lingerie shops. It's the truth.
No, you can go on and on and on, but you're preaching to the choir here. The fact of the matter is that, in fact, we got a message from one of our listeners who is from Ireland but lives in Saudi Arabia. And he was on to us earlier on, basically saying that in Saudi Arabia, in fact, I'll read his exact message. I'm from Dublin and I live in Saudi Arabia 10 months of the year. Saudi is the Muslim capital of the world. Today, I bought an Easter egg in a Saudi-owned store. At Christmas, you can buy a Christmas tree. In jewelry stores, you can buy a gold or silver cross. No prejudice here. And they say the Middle East is backwards. It's more open-minded than Catholic Ireland. Most Irish need to read up on their history. Ireland is not an originally Catholic country. And that is from Glenn, who listens to the Opinions Matter podcast in Saudi Arabia. Let me bring in some opinions on this, because they're flying in already. I'd love to hear from you on 085-825-2626. Let me kick off with Patricia.
Hi, lads. Good afternoon. How are you? Patricia here. And I mean, I hope you're all okay. I've just been on your page there and I just seen that what today's topic is all about, honest to God. I mean, it's laughable. I mean, what the hell is wrong with people? Some of the comments on there, like, Islamophobic and all of this stuff. And as another girl comment, I think it was Danielle, she said, she texted in the comments after me. She said, pajama phobe. Literally, I mean, I'm rolling around on the floor laughing here. What the hell is wrong with people? It's a pair of pajamas. Seriously, like, I think it's brilliant. I think it's fantastic. I wouldn't think of it any more so than pajamas at Christmas coming out with the Grinch on them or something like that. I mean, seriously, like, what is wrong with people? What's the big deal? It's a pair of pajamas, and they're Muslims, Irish, whatever nationality, whatever, have the right to celebrate their festivals and their traditions and all the rest. But I mean, seriously, people really need to get a life. Looking forward to listening today, lads. Take care. Bye.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. What's your view on Penny's basically being trolled online for putting up a post saying that they're selling these pyjamas? What do you make of this?
I honestly, in this day and age, just am in shock. I have a daughter, she's 4 years of age, and her father's a Pakistan Muslim and I'm Irish Catholic. She's born in Ireland. We've lived in Ireland together for 10 years. And I just fear for her future. If this is the type of stuff that triggers people so easily, is a pair of pajamas being sold in the store. We are a country now with so many different creeds, colours, religions. And I don't see why they all can't be celebrated. I'm just back from 4 weeks in Pakistan, actually. And not once was my religion even talked about by anybody there.
No, I'm sure it wasn't.
They said, where are you from? I say, Ireland, that's it. Now, when I say, oh, my husband's from Pakistan, people automatically say, oh, you must be Muslim, is he? Is he trying to recruit you? Like, it's constant.
Really? Sorry, people would say things like that?
Honestly, now, we've been together nearly 10 years, and some of the stuff that people would say, or we'd walk in somewhere, and, you know, he used to say to me, oh, you can see people looking at us, and I'd say, no, you can't, don't be so stupid. But then I start watching, and people do. They all constantly want to talk about his religion. But I'd like, it defines him as a person. I'm a Catholic, it doesn't define me. Okay, I mightn't practice my religion, you know, but I am a Catholic fundamentally.
Okay, so let's just talk about this for a second, because... Yeah. Like I said, Fatima's message was the fact that people are getting so triggered by some pajamas it highlights how Islamophobic this country actually is. And what you're saying to me is, if you're out with your partner, heads turn, basically.
Not as much, you know, as in heads turn, but you'd notice people would take a second look, or they'd make comments, or especially if we're in the city centre. My parents have a spa shop in the city centre, so we have a lot of Muslim staff that work for us and with us. And my husband's a taxi man, so the abuse that they all receive on a daily basis is honestly quite upsetting. I wish it was just over a pair of pyjamas, but that's the least of the stuff that gets said and gets done. Like if he walks, I've had people say to me, oh, better not let him in here with a backpack, because obviously the whole connotations are
might have a bomb
backpack
in it. Jesus Christ.
Basically.
Okay, like, so honestly, so let me read out a comment that was on our page from a guy called Darren, and he said, it's not the religion, it's the culture. All religions have their crazy extremists. Islam seems to have a disproportionate amount. If you don't question why little girls have to wear a burqa, in part used to dissuade men's advances, then you're part of the problem. What do you say to a comment like that from Darren?
Well, I'd love to know what Islamic countries he visited, first of all. Has he visited any Islamic countries? Because I have. I visited many Islamic countries, and I've never seen little girls going around in burqas or
hijab, nor have I, or any
of the type. I've seen women choose, as my in-laws, they would wear a hijab, which is completely different to a burqa. If people would educate themselves, a hijab is what a lot of Pakistan women choose to wear, and it is a choice.
That's just a headscarf.
That's just a headscarf. When I was in Pakistan myself, I wore a headscarf because it is part of their culture and I respected the culture. But I don't see why the culture and the religion, they're two different things. There is extremists in Pakistan. There is extremists in Ireland. There's extremists. Our own Enoch Burke could be called an extremist if people wanted to. Just because the stories we hear are always negative. And I'd love people to get on a plane and go, obviously, everything that's going on now is not helping the situation of the Middle East and that. But if they went to these countries like Pakistan, they'd see the people. They are so welcoming. I brought over Irish football jerseys for all the little kids. They were all in the street watching. They were watching the Ireland-England rugby game with me and cheering. They were singing the Irish national anthem with me. I was teaching them all. They don't care whether we're religion, what religion we are. Honestly, if you're nice to them, they're nice back. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so let me go back to the point that Fatima was making, and that is that she feels Ireland is a horribly Islamophobic country. And, comments about a pair of pyjamas just highlights
like,
that.
Literally, this we are dealing, lads, what we're dealing with here is, and they say, like, everybody else is woke. These are the most snowflakey, woke people you could
ever
meet.
They get triggered by the easiest things.
Triggered by a pair of pyjamas, like.
The Leeds match of the night against Man City and the Muslim players broke their fast, which they've been doing for numerous years in the Premiership. And the boos around Ellen Road were honestly deafening. Honestly, because there were three players breaking a fast. They fasted for 12 hours and they had a date and a bit of banana. It took literally 20 seconds and the boos were deafening. And it's okay when there's a water break in a football game when the temperature's too hot.
And you see, as well, what a lot of people, especially the Irish Patriots, you know, these Patriots, keep Ireland for the Irish. What they, and I've educated so many of them in history, what they seem to forget is during the Irish famine, the only aid that was sent to Ireland during the famine was from a Muslim country. A lot of people don't know that.
That's the funniest thing. We only had this conversation during the night with my partner, and he said to me, Emma, people honestly have such lack of intelligence.
Lack of intelligence. And
I was going to say they don't want to educate themselves
I only found out about this a couple of years ago because the Drogheda crest on the Drogheda jersey has the Turkish symbol on
the
it.
Turkish thing,
the Turkish thing. And I read
because
about
they helped us so much. Yeah. They sent so
literally,
much aid towards
literally when the Brits,
while our neighbours were. Yeah. Taking over the country who we all support their football teams and we don't care their providence.
They are so fucking stupid. They wouldn't even be aware of that. So during the fucking...
Okay, let me ask you, Emma. You said a couple of minutes ago you're Catholic, your partner's Muslim, your daughter is being raised here in Ireland. Is she being raised as a Muslim?
No, we're not raising her at the moment. We decided when I was pregnant that religion was going to be something that she's just taught about. She taught about Catholics. She taught about, she goes to mosque, she goes to the church, she celebrates Easter, Christmas, Eid. She's four, so she'll celebrate literally anything. So she's happy, you know, and at the moment she'll go to an Educate Together school. hopefully in September. And for now, it's not something that we feel the need to not inflict upon her. Or, you know, we're not making that choice for her. If she comes to me in a few years and said, oh, I want to be Muslim, or I want to be Catholic, or I don't want any religion, that would be perfectly fine. As if she said she was gay or straight, or, you know, it doesn't bother me, the religious part. So she's not Christian.
She does
go to the mosque on a Friday where her dad is.
People will be listening. People will be listening to this getting so triggered.
Oh, they'll think I know.
I said a couple of weeks ago, I bring my kids to the mosque regularly to have food in the Konski Mosque, and people lost their fucking mind.
No, and we've been to Crow Park.
So let me ask you then, Emma, you said you fear for the future for your daughter.
Yeah.
Because some people, and it is a small minority, but some people are so triggered by Islam.
You think it's a small minority? Genuinely, I'm asking you. I listen to your podcast quite a lot, and the amount of Muslim conversations you have.
Yeah, well, that's true, actually.
It's not a small minority. It's a very loud minority, maybe.
Yes, that's exactly what I was about to say. I do think it's a small minority, but they are very loud. They are very vocal. Yeah. Do me a favour, Emma. Stay on the line there for 1 second. A brilliant talker. Thanks very much indeed.
Can I just address another issue from Debbie that just came in on our Facebook page, saying about the Muslim people in Ireland don't support the LGBT community or Pride. I have never, Pride has been running here for about 40, 30 years, but in the last 15 years, Pride has gone really, really big. Emma, my question to you, Debbie, show me a picture of Muslim people protesting in Dublin City Centre during Pride Month. I have never seen as much as
I never have myself.
Muslim partner has actually attended a same sex marriage.
No, don't say that. That doesn't fit the agenda.
No, somebody will say that's made up.
I have numerous gay people in my family, and my partner has never made any comments either which way. You know, he doesn't.
Fake news. Your partner must be homophobic.
He must be homophobic. Yeah. Well, exactly. These people that go on about homophobics, they're the ones with the hate.
Yeah,
they're
the ones. I agree. The they don't want to hear these things from you because it doesn't fit their agenda.
No, exactly, and that's the problem. And not enough people do speak up and say, you know, I don't understand why when someone says where they're from, their religion is the first question about them.
Absolutely, I agree.
I don't understand why they're correlated together.
Stay with me for a second, Emma. Courtney, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Just regarding the post about the pyjamas, like, if they took down the Eid Mubarak sign, would people just walk by them as if they were regular pyjamas? Or is it just because they have that certain title on them, shall I say, that people are so triggered by it?
I mean, the sign does say Eid Mubarak, and it has a crest, a moon crest, and it has a star. It looks like a Muslim sign, for want of a better word. Or would they be as triggered if it didn't say Eid Mubarak? I don't know is the honest answer. Or they might just.
Regardless of whatever, like, I'm Catholic and my son is also Catholic, but his father's Pakistani Muslim, and he's been learned both faiths. He was baptized Catholic. That's just where our family went.
Exactly like our last caller.
Exactly. And I work with kids in general, and a lot of completely multicultural kids, and I just think, you know, people, you walk in the Pennies and you see all types of different clothing or anything, but you have a problem with this just for the simple fact that it represents a religion.
And okay, you're doing exactly what Emma is doing. You're bringing your child up, and not necessarily, although you did say she was Christian, but religion isn't an important thing in her life. Yeah,
no, absolutely not. Like, you know, I just think people have, there's so much going on in the world at the minute. Like, why is such small-minded people just triggered? But why does it trigger them so much?
And say, for example, Eid is a celebration in the Muslim calendar every year at the end of Ramadan. This year, it is on the 19th of March. Will that be a part of your household? Will it be mentioned?
No. For my son's father, like, we're not together anymore. It's not something that's brought up, you know, between, like, my son will obviously, son's dad will obviously tell him it's Eid, but, like, my son also celebrates Christmas. He's only 8 years of age. Do you know what I mean? Like, at the moment we say he's a brain like a sponge. Why would you want to raise him to differentiate, if that makes any sense?
And when you hear, like I said to you, the average post that Penny's puts up online gets a couple of comments and a couple of likes or whatever. This particular post that they put up received almost 2,000 comments, and Penny's was forced to have to delete a huge amount of them because of the negativity over a pair of pajamas or a few different types of pajamas and bags and stuff like that. What do you think of that?
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Like when it comes to Christmas time, for example, and you have your Grinch pajamas or your Little Toy Show pajamas, I guarantee you there's not as many Muslims commenting on that given problems. Like Penny's is not just in Ireland, you have Primark in Europe, in England too, in Birmingham. I was in Birmingham just there a couple of months ago, and there's a very, very large Muslim population over there too. Like I just whenever I've seen the post, I actually cannot seem to wrap my head around what the problem is. Why so much, like, why are they giving so much hate? You know, there's bad in all religions, not just Muslims.
Absolutely.
There's bad totally agree with you, yeah.
But even if this was hijabs or burqas that they were selling, you'd say, okay.
They were selling hijabs. Pennies have hijabs in there too.
Oh, do
headscarf,
they?
Headscarf, they call them. Yeah, headscarf.
My point is, that is a lot more triggering to some people. But this, we are literally talking about a pair of pajamas here. And to the person who said, this is the start of the takeover of Ireland. By
who said that?
That's Phil Christian is his name. Christian by name, not Christian. And
oh my Lord.
So a pair of pajamas is the sign of the takeover.
Yeah, so my message to you, Christian, my reply to you would be, I've never known a country to be taken over. Literally pajamas.
Are people wearing pajamas?
Literally pajamas are going to take over Ireland. Like, geez.
Just for example, like you see, like some minorities wear, they have their certain style, for example, and they have crosses on them, crucifix on them. I actually know one of my son's dad's friends actually was wearing, he's Muslim also, and he was wearing, it's like, no, like the crucifix on the t-shirt, like there's loads of different crucifix on. It's just the style of the jumper. So does that necessarily mean that, like, you know, he's supporting the Catholic religion? No, it's, oh my God, like, really, like, there's so many other problems going on in the world, and all you're worried about is a pair of pajamas. Is that all you have to get up in the morning and complain about?
And that's what I said to you, that, you know, really, when you think that Penny's had to delete lots and lots of comments. I saw some comments on that post yesterday that are gone today because Penny's just had to get rid of them because they were so disrespectful to Muslims over a pair pajamas. Do me a favour, Courtney, and stay with me for 1 second. I want to bring in more opinions on this. Like this message from Brenda.
Hi guys, sorry I can't come on at the moment, but yeah, so just regarding the pajamas, I think there's something absolutely mentally wrong with you if you think that there's a problem with Penny's selling Eid pajamas or anywhere selling Eid pajamas. It's the same as selling Christmas pajamas, Patrick's Day pajamas, Halloween pajamas. They're seasonal pajamas. It's the season for Eid. It's the end of Ramadan. Do you know what I mean? I think personally, anybody who's Islamophobic, I think you're just kick. Like, I think if you're actually going to kick off over a pair of pyjamas in Penny's because for whatever stupid reason you don't agree with them, there's something wrong with you as well. Like, you're looking at a massive religion. I think it's the biggest religion in the world. It's not going anywhere because Bleeding Kenzie from the flat says that I don't want these in Penny's. Like, oh, what about Christmas? Oh, what about it? It's not going anywhere. Like, get it to put it bluntly, get over yourselves. Do you know what I mean? It's a pair of pajamas. Kids wear them. They're kids that celebrate it. Families wear them. It's the same as me and my partner and all of our kids wearing the same pajamas on Christmas Eve night. It's literally the same thing. It's just a different religion. And I've seen a couple of comments about Ireland is a Catholic country. You really can't like impose that, considering we started off pagan. Do you know what I mean? Like, it was pagan, then it was Catholic, and the Muslim religion, Islam, is older than Catholicism. Do you know what I mean? Like, sorry, Islamophobia really, really wrecks my head because genuinely I can't fathom it, how people can be so stupid. But yeah, have a good one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Martin, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Martin?
Good afternoon, lads. How are
you? Now, Martin, what did you want to say on this? People are getting triggered by Penny selling pajamas to celebrate Eid.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm triggered, but I do think it is disgraceful. Like, and people saying, oh, you think pajamas are going to take over the world? I think you're getting taken a bit light at this, lads. Like, that girl here on their corner is saying she was in Birmingham, a very large Muslim population. It's the other girl there that was sending the voice note, it's the biggest religion in the world, it's going nowhere. Yeah, too right, it's going nowhere. Wherever they go, they take over. You look at Birmingham, you look at Bradford, you look at places in France. It's absolutely everywhere.
But again,
it's
disgraceful that a religion is spreading.
Absolutely disgraceful. It does, lads. That religion does not blend in with Western civilization. And it's you look all across Europe, but you won't, because you've got selective Google searches. Selective YouTube searches, whatever you want to look at.
The first caller that was on today, that her partner is Pakistani and is Muslim, he's blended in very bloody well. He lives here. He has a child here. He celebrates LGBT.
Courtney's partner has actually been to Pride.
Yeah.
What's their fate? Does he want a medal?
No, but I mean, you're talking about a religion that is growing, but you say it with such contempt.
Growing too fast, lads. Growing way too fast.
They would have said the same thing about Christianity 2,000 years ago, when missionaries travelled all over the world to spread Christianity.
Am I saying Christianity is the top religion? Am I saying it's the best way of life? No, I don't think I'm saying that at all.
But you think that? Do you think that Penny selling? And I can't believe I'm even asking this question. Penny selling pajamas made for Muslim kids is the start of a very slippery slope.
Martin, stop. No, Jeremy, stop. Can I just pull you up there on something? Every time we talk about religion on this podcast, and you're on about Catholicism and all of this and the books, whatever derivative of Christianity,
yes,
right, you want to say, you're always like, oh, getting christened is indoctrination. You go, all these churches, they're all indoctrination camps. Would you willingly bring your kids to a mosque where there's a school, there's a restaurant, all the money goes into that? That's just an indoctrination camp as well. Just because it's a different religion.
They go because they like the kebabs there. That's literally...
No, but you bring them...
He's arguing that you're actually funding a recruitment hub. That's really what you're arguing,
isn't it? Funding a recruitment? Jesus, not that...
I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that you're a hypocrite, because you're always saying that churches are indoctrination camps, but you'll openly say that you'll go to a mosque that you give the money in there and it'll fund the mosque. In your point of view, it's a indoctrination camp. I'm not saying it is. If you're saying a church is an indoctrination camp because it's religion,
no,
then surely a mosque
every place of worship, but they don't go to the part of the mosque where you pray. They literally go, there's a cafe there that they go to. They couldn't tell you one Muslim prayer. So there's no indoctrination going on.
I'm not saying that you are indoctrinated. I'm saying you're a bit of a hypocrite. You're always on about indoctrination with the Catholic faith and any derivative of Christianity. But when it comes to Islam, it's, oh no, we don't worry about that. No, and you're saying people like me are small-minded, have an agenda. There's no agenda. It's
Nobody said you were small-minded.
So let me ask you then.
Some girl that was on there said people are small-minded.
Courtney on the other line, do you think Martin is small-minded? Do you think Muslims are taking over the world?
Jeremy, can I just ask you a question, please?
Yeah, fire away.
Has a Muslim ever done something wrong to you?
Has a Muslim ever done something wrong to me? No, not personally. But what would I say?
No, not
personally.
But what you are trying to say is, you're looking at the media and you're looking at society and you're targeting them because of their... Now, I'm Catholic, but you're targeting them because of their religion, because they're Muslim. But would you be as quick to bring up what the Catholics have also done?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's absolutely disgraceful.
So why are you just targeting then the Muslims on this and this is the taking over the world? I'm sorry, but if the Sheikh from Dubai came to our one asked me to be Muslim. But it technically is, though, because you're sitting there...
We're not on about Christianity and...
You're targeting Islamophobic.
I'm telling the truth.
That's your truth. That's not the truth of society.
It's the truth.
That's your truth in your little narrow mind.
Truth. I don't have a narrow mind. I'm very open.
But you obviously do, because as I said to you, if somebody hasn't done something wrong personally to you, I don't know who you are. God sitting up there to sit there and judge somebody else for their religion.
Okay, so
who's narrow-minded now? Like, Jesus Christ above. Ask me a question, I'm trying to answer it. Like, have you ever felt like a stranger in your own land?
No,
have
never.
Asked you that question? Well then, let me tell you, I've been to Bradford. And let me tell you, you do not feel like you're in your own land. And that will happen here too. And you can say what you want. You said you were in Birmingham. Birmingham is absolutely full of Muslims.
I was in Birmingham. Sorry, can I speak?
Well, I was in the middle of talking, but if you want to go on, yeah.
No, work away, dear. If what you have to say is very important, please work away.
Well, it is very important, yeah. So you look at Birmingham there. At a level, the Muslim community in Birmingham stopped a gang of football fans coming over to watch a football match because of the whole Israel and Palestine debacle. Like, I don't know. You told me narrow-minded, and you all need to go and educate yourself. You want to look at a town there called Savilltown there in Yorkshire. It's 99% Muslim. It's that, like, it's so, absolutely crazy. And you think it's not going
to
happen here.
Martin, can I just say to you that in history, Irish people, for example, have gone and taken over half the world. I was in New Orleans a couple of years ago, and I was shocked to discover that there's a whole section of New Orleans called the Irish Channel, because the entire population of one quarter of New Orleans was Irish.
Martin, have you ever seen photographs of Sydney, Australia on Paddy's Day?
Hold on a minute. Yeah, but the Irish people can't go in there trying to force their culture on others.
Martin, your forefathers, and your empire, yeah, literally colonized three quarters of the world. So when I hear British people like yourself going on about colonization and takeovers, I find it a bit cheap coming from someone who was part of the British Empire that raped, pillaged, and plundered the world for their own means and their own gains. And yet you have the gall to get up on your high horse and say, they're taking over. You lot took over the whole bloody world. You still own part of Air Ireland, but you don't say anything about that.
Well, lads, I'm not an imperialist. The six counties could go back tomorrow and it wouldn't make me up or down.
It doesn't matter. Know your history, Martin. Your empire.
I know your empire. You tell me every time I come on the podcast, Jeremy. Like, and I've never denied what the empire did. I've never denied anything like that. So you're talking out
okay,
of your
Okay, so let's go back to
and
the...
you're on there laughing like... Okay. You're all fucking stupid. Okay, let's go
back to the little pair of pyjamas that have been brought out by Penny's or Primark in the UK to celebrate Eid. Just like a pair of Christmas pyjamas is brought out in December by Penny's to celebrate Christmas. What is your issue with this?
My issue with this is that it is starting to go on a slippery slope.
There you are, Courtney. A pair of pyjamas is a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. Does that girl there, Courtney, think that's a good thing that such a large majority of Muslims in Birmingham? Like, I mean, it's not just that they're there. I mean, like, the Sharia law courts, there's all the fucking birth defects that come because they're marrying their own cousins.
Like, when I went to Birmingham, it was actually one of my best friends. She's married to a Muslim man. And I went there with my cousin last year. I can tell you right now, from the bottom of my heart, they were one of the most welcome communities that I have ever been in, more than my own family. And like, don't get me wrong, I have a really good family, but they brought me in as if they knew me their whole lives. So not every single Muslim is the same. And if you really think a pair of pyjamas is a slippery soap, you need to get your head out of your arse and open your eyes to the world.
Because
you have a target against a certain religion.
I don't have a target against a certain religion.
If you're so unhappy about the pyjamas, don't go into Penny's.
Well, I don't go into Penny's anyway.
Don't look at them.
I don't go into Penny's anyway. And all these people here, like that one that actually wrote into the show, if she doesn't like it, here's an idea. Why doesn't she go and live in a Muslim country? That'd be a mighty idea. If she doesn't like that, okay, there's a bit of backlash about it.
Well, because they're open-minded,
and go away.
Okay, Martin.
A lot of us are open-minded, and because a lot of us actually realise and are actually in the world and realise that regardless of how much you want to keep a country to yourself, is that the whole world is multicultural at this state, regardless, and we're just going to have to get used to it. It doesn't mean giving up our own traits, our own beliefs. Yes, I do believe it's a good thing. Absolutely, yeah, I believe it's a good thing.
It's working well in England.
Courtney, I want to read out a comment that came in to us, Courtney. I want to get your reaction to this. This is from Michael. And Michael says the following. What people are annoyed at isn't the fact of the sale of pyjamas. It's the fact that slowly everything is becoming Muslim. You have fast food restaurants selling halal meat. The reason why many farmers are angry with our government. You had the statue of Jesus removed off O'Connell Street because a particular group got offended. All you see is the small picture while there's a much bigger one. What do you say to comments like that? In other words, we are being Islamified, if that's even a word.
He's dead right.
Well, you know, I actually don't understand why he said by halal meat being, you know, taken from the farmers, because I'm actually happy enough to be married to a contractor now, and their meats are actually sold to the companies, the slaughterhouses as such, and you have your sheikh that comes in and blesses the meat. It's the same fucking cow, just a different way of slaughtering it. It comes from the same field. They're not importing them from Dubai. They're not being deported imported from Pakistan. Like, you know, the cow's not Muslim. It's just where it's blessed.
Sorry, Martin. Say that again.
Has she ever seen the way the halal slaughter is done? Like, I mean, some people would go as far to say that all slaughter is bad. All these vegans and
how did they do things when our grandmothers were alive? When our great grandmothers were alive, do you think they had stun guns and stuff then to kill them? No, all our animals and food was slaughtered, because that's what he means to have a vegan.
You're the one telling me to move with the times, like.
No, but I'm just saying, like, it's no problem when we do it, but when somebody else does it, it's a big problem.
Hold on a minute, right? The way people used to kill lambs years ago was with a sledge, right? They didn't cut their neck and let them bleed out. There's a bit of a difference. Whatever way it was done years ago, it was always quick.
Okay, again, we're getting off the point here. The fact of the matter is,
because you're on about halal slaughter, and that's. But
like you said, everybody, there are many people that think any type of slaughter is wrong. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Dave has been in touch and he reckons pennies have become woke.
Hey lads, great show there as usual. Can't come on because I'm currently in a storeroom and that's supposed to be on my phone. But anyway, great show. I have to agree with Martin there. Bang on the money, 100%. And as for pennies, I mean, the pennies is the most woke fucking shop I've ever seen in my whole life. It's gone crazy. You can't even go into the fucking men's changing rooms now. There's no men's changing rooms now. I mean, for fuck's sake, what is happening in Ireland?
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Anthony, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anthony?
Oh, my blood is boiling after listening to that damn idiot, Martin. Will you shut up, Martin?
She's sorry.
Martin. Guy is just mad.
Sorry, go on, Anthony.
Martin is just saying absolute crap. There is no such court in the UK. He was just making up lies and listening to misinformation from the damn far right, the damn Nigel Farage bastard in the UK. That's all he's listening to. He's not listening to facts. He's just listening to lies. He is just a damn idiot, and he just makes me sick to my stomach. All these Islamophobics, they make me sick to my stomach.
Tell him how you really feel.
Let me just say this, and you be quiet and let me say this, okay? The Muslim Sisters of Oya, who go feeding the homeless in the city centre, they have been getting abused from Islamophobics, and one of my colleagues have been providing security for them to keep these scumbags away. What do you have to do? We have to just do sort of stop these Islamophobic bigots. I mean, I think we need hate crime legislation to properly punish all these little bastards, these hateful bigots, and make sure they stop being so full of hate and intolerance. And Martin, you're just a damn idiot with the crap you are saying today. You need to go back to school and learn history.
Now, Martin, do you want to get back in there?
Well, he was on about Nigel Farage, and every time I hear Anthony on his podcast, I think of Nigel Farage, actually, with a coin of phrase that's a bit, you know, it's a bit of a meme of his where he goes, boring! Because that's all I think of when I hear Anthony. He comes out with the same old shite talk all the time. And I tell you one thing, He says that I'm making up lies about Sri Law Courts. So Manchester City Council...
You are making up lies. There is no such court in the UK. Those are lies.
I'm talking, Anthony. You don't like it, do you? So anyway, right. So Manchester City Council put up a job advert there about a year ago. You can Google this. Google is your friend. About they're looking for somebody for a Sharia law court to staff it and run it. It went viral. The job, bang, it was taken down. So there are Sharia law courts in the UK. They don't judge over people getting stoned or anything like that. But they deal with family matters. They deal with maybe a feud between two families. They deal with that.
Yeah, but Martin, sorry for cutting across, Martin. How would that? Okay, you don't obviously live in the UK now, but how would that affect your life if Muslim people? No, and I've looked at this up as well, and it says there's no evidence to say that there are Sharia law courts in the UK operating. But if a Muslim...
Well, you didn't look too far.
Okay, if a Muslim living in Birmingham, for argument's sake, or Bradford, wants to live under Sharia law, how does that affect your life? From what I can see, they're not trying to impose Sharia law on Christians. So if a Muslim person is happy to live under Sharia law, what skin is it off your nose?
What skin is it off my nose? Well, if they want to do it in England, Jeremy, it's actually technically no skin off my nose. But when it comes here, it is skin off my nose because I live here. I've lived here for 25 years. My wife is Irish. My kids are Irish. I don't want to hear. We have a constitution. That's good enough, is it not? Don't see why they need their own law. Again, that's a bit of an enabler's point of view for what you're saying. Why is it any skin off your nose? Well, we have a constitution for a reason.
Yeah, but a lot of people, if you want to get down that road, a lot of people believe that our laws in our country are crap, that someone can be caught with child porn on their phones or on their computers and they get off. That wouldn't happen under Sharia law. So there's a lot of, I'm not a supporter of Sharia law, but I'm just saying there's a lot of people that believe that rapists should have their you-know-whats cut off, that they believe that...
Well, I'd agree with the Sharia law about that now.
Well then, so you want to pick and choose what parts of Sharia law you agree with then, basically. Well, you do.
Not really, no, but I would agree with that part of Sharia law, but...
Hang on, is the great Martin?
Would you agree with that, Jeremy?
No, but I want to get
the paedophiles should be hung on that. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, absolutely hung by the balls.
All right then. You agree then that?
No, but I just want to get it on. I just want to get it on record that the great Martin actually supports some aspects of Sharia law. I can't believe what I'm hearing. I'm going to punch myself in the face now. Do you support some aspects of Sharia law?
I'd support that aspect of it. Yeah,
man.
But you can support anything. You can support any cause. You can follow any person. It doesn't mean you have to agree with everything they say.
And again, Debbie's saying, Jeremy, do you want to be part of Sharia law? It sounds like you're all for it. No, Debbie, again, there are aspects of Sharia law that I think you would support and every single person would support, because I think our laws sometimes...
But it doesn't mean it's inherently a good thing to have it.
No, it doesn't. Anthony, can I just bring you back to the start of this conversation? And that is people being triggered by Pennies or Primark outside of Ireland selling pyjamas for kids to celebrate Eid, just like we would sell Christmas pyjamas.
It's just horrific to see people being so triggered, so full of hate and intolerance about just festive clothing for people who are Muslim. I mean, it's just not right that people are so full of hate and intolerance. We need hate crime legislation in this country. We need proper hate crime legislation to punish all these bigots. That should be a topic you should do in the future. Do we need proper hate crime legislation to punish all these bigots? I say yes. We need it now to stop this rise in Islamophobia and all this racism and hatred.
But Anto, you need to calm down as well. You're looking for hate speech laws as well that would shut this podcast down. Like, people still have to be able to have an opinion on
Anthony.
But he makes a point, Anthony, that
not Anto.
Some proposals in hate crime legislation would shut down a podcast like this because we allow people to speak their minds.
But I just think we need hate crime legislation in this country. We need something to punish the racists, like who do attacks. Like, remember last year, you had that 6-year-old girl in Waterford who was attacked by teenage boys. A 6-year-old child attacked racist comments said that. We need hate crime legislation to punish that kind of horrible carry on and to do it properly. Give them long prison sentences, no early release.
Okay, do you believe that whether you agree with their opinion or not, people are entitled to speak their mind where it comes, and it might be the likes of what we have heard today about a pair of pajamas, but some people, whether they're right or wrong, have an issue with it. Do you think that those people should be shut up?
Well, the Islamophobics or the bigots or horrible people like neo-Nazis, they should all be shut up and not be allowed to say their vile vitriol, their vile hatred. They should just be shut up and should just be punished. No, we cannot allow that kind of crap to go on in this country. Like, the fact why Cousins is providing security for the Muslim Sisters of Oya when those bigots harassed them, when they're feeding the homeless, that shows that we need to do something. If we have to have security, we have to do something to stop these bigots.
All right, Anthony, thanks
let them know, right? Let them know actions and consequences, yeah, and to suffer. Okay. Fair play.
Okay, fair play, Anto. Thanks for coming on.
Anthony.
Thank you, Anto.
Sorry, before we go, you're an awful prick. He doesn't want to be called Anto.
Okay? That's my pet name for him because we know each other. Jeez, he's a lifelong listener. I was just looking up, by the way.
He doesn't want to be called Anto. He's made that perfectly
lots
clear.
Of names. I don't want to be called and get called on this. Sorry, I was just looking up about Sharia. I don't know much about Sharia law, to be honest with you. But I was just looking up in relation to how they deal with sexual acts against children, paedophilia and stuff like that. And I have to be honest with you, lads, and this is not me wanting to convert to Islam or anything like that, but I have to be honest with you, lads, the way Sharia law deals with paedophiles and sex offenders is a lot better than the way we do. Some of the penalties for sex offences against children, they're a lot more severe than 6 months suspended sentence what our courts give out.
James.
Just a quick call. Well, I'll try and be quick. But you mentioned tolerance quite often within this podcast. And you had callers talking about Middle Eastern countries and how welcoming and warm they were. All you have to do is Google these countries and you'll see very, very different stories and news that aren't anecdotal. The truth is very different to what they encountered. Now, beyond that, I don't think anyone has real issues with pennies selling whatever to whoever. But the problem is, I don't see Buddhist gear in there. I don't see Jewish gear in there. I don't see anything of that nature. And that's the problem. And that's intolerance. And that's elevating one creed, one religion above all others in a certain sense. And then if you actually do a bit of a background check on pennies, they're called Primark across the world, and they have just of late gotten into a business arrangement with a Middle Eastern company that are based in Kuwait, but they have shops, they have businesses all around the Middle East, and now there's Primarks over there too. So we're talking about greed here, we're talking about influence. And yeah, I'm bored of the rhetoric and the waffle because it's doing more harm than good, because you're tarring everyone who disagrees with this as racist, as intolerant. No, it's people seeing the wood for the trees.
All right, James. And finally, Damien.
Howdy, lads. Great show. I don't give two fucks about what pennies are selling. They can sell whatever the fuck they want. But Islam is becoming the fastest growing religion in the world. It's taken over Catholics. You don't see many Catholics walking down the street now with speakers and microphones in their hand and with thousands of people walking behind me, like praising Jesus and stuff like that. But like, you see it over here now in O'Connor Street and all around Dublin, all the Islams, there's thousands of them out walking the streets with speakers in their hand and they're praising Allah and all this. I was in a taxi there a couple of weeks ago and a taxi man was Muslim, clearly Muslim, and on a CD he had like whatever prayers they speak. It was clearly in a mosque where this sound was coming from. It was all like praise this, praise that. And I asked him, can you knock that off please, you know, I don't want to hear that. He told me no. So I told him, can you pull over here, get out of the car, and then he had the cheek to fucking look for money on me. But yeah, talking about ramming it down your fucking throats. But like, you don't see Catholics walking around town with speakers and thousands of people walking behind them preaching the word of God, but the Islam's do. And the whole underage marriage thing, it's just sick. There is a lot of sick shit that happens with Islamic people. But there is some nice people out there, I'm sure there is. But a lot of stuff that they do, I don't agree with.
All right, Damien, you finished there. Good man. Thanks very much indeed. Before we go today, we have another question for you for your opportunity to win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. This is the merchandise that everybody wants. Jeremy, the simple question today is...
what is pennies called outside of the Republic of Ireland?
That's a very simple question.
Do you know the reason behind it?
Because the American pennies has the trademark.
JC pennies,
yeah, something like that. Yeah. So what is pennies called in every other country in the world except Ireland? It's called pennies in Ireland.
Well, it's called pennies in the north.
Oh, no, in the Republic of Ireland. Republic of Ireland. What is the answer? If you know the answer, send it on WhatsApp to 0858252626 with your name, and we'll pick out a winner on the next episode. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next one.